Organizers of the Save Zimbabwe Now campaign voiced concern that the parties in Zimbabwe's new unity government are not moving quickly enough to dismantle repressive laws and end human rights abuses. A South African activist who recently returned from Zimbabwe, Bunye Matlanyane Sekhwale, said many Zimbabwean civic groups feel that the drive to restore civil rights and individual freedoms is stalling.
This underlines the lack of people participation. Majority of them were saying they want those people released. Mm-hmm. No compromise, because they are being detained unlawfully. They are in a very dire situation health-wise.
The activists say, despite the launch of a unity government 10 days ago, dozens of human rights leaders and members of the former opposition party remain in jail. Some of them have been detained for months without legal counsel or medical attention. The power-sharing accord, mediated by the Southern African Development Community, brought longtime opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai into government as prime minister alongside veteran president Robert Mugabe. Both leaders have pledged to work together to revive Zimbabwe's ailing economy. Mr. Tsvangirai, speaking to supporters at a rally Sunday, appealed for reconciliation and understanding.
The process of an inclusive government in a transition is the only workable solution to resolve our big problems we have got. Please support us in this endeavor.
But the leader of the Save Zimbabwe campaign, Kumi Naidu, said the unity government will only succeed if it releases political prisoners, accelerates efforts to help suffering Zimbabweans, and ends repressive legislation.
For the deal, for the agreement to actually stick, we should urge SADC that it considers involving Zimbabwean civil society in the monitoring of that deal.
The rights group in January launched the campaign of fasting and civic action that has received support from thousands of people around the world. It says it will continue the campaign until change occurs in Zimbabwe. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.